We shall begin our time of the worship of God, and this will begin with praise for God from Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. The creator of heaven and earth. And when sin brought death upon earth, thou didst send thy Son, that he might give life to the dying in sin, and that this life might bring thy people home to heaven. We thank thee for giving us thy word, that Christ is the resurrection and the life, and that he that believes in him shall never perish, but have a life which shall take him through death into that land which thou hast promised for them that love thee. We pray that thou would comfort the bereaving family at this time, for every loss is a sorrow, that thou would comfort them, not only today, but for the days that lie ahead, when they do not see the familiar face in the home, in the garden, in the church, when they do not see a chair filled with the one that they loved. Be thou their refuge and their strength, and that when they look for that which is lost to earth, they may remember that it is gain in heaven. We thank thee that thy people are a people who have hope in life, a life which shall never end, that they shall live as long and with the one who loved them and gave himself for them. We thank thee that Christ has come to take his people home. In this world there is nothing that continues, and all must be left behind. But thou hast promised great things, a better country, a place which is the land of the living, where Christ is seen. And we thank thee that thou hast given this life to sinners. Thou art a father, and we pray that thou would have pity upon thy children who are yet left behind in this world, that thou would strengthen them for the days that lie ahead, that in their weakness they may cast themselves upon thee, for thou art the one who holds us up, who brings us through, and who brings us over to that better place. We pray for the family that as they see that there is an empty place here, that they might remember that the Father here must leave his place to take up his place beyond this world. For it is thy will that thy people shall have an appointed time in this world, and then it is time to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. That they should leave their place here, because Christ has gone to prepare another place for them, and that their place here must be empty so that they can take up that other place in thy holy presence. We thank thee for giving us thy words, and thou hast said, comfort one another with these words. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. They shall rest from their labors, and any tears that were gathered here, God himself shall wipe away from their eyes. May we have the grace and the faith to commit ourselves into thy keeping, soul and body, for time and eternity, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us read a verse in the Word of God in Job chapter 5, verse 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. These words are applicable to Sandy and to every other believer who dies in the Lord. This is a great comfort in a time of death, because you have God's promise here, what is going to happen and where they're going to go to afterwards. The death of the Christian is compared to a sheaf of corn. And there is a process in this. There's a sowing, a planting, and there's a growing, and then there's a gathering in of that sheaf of corn. It begins with a sowing. Now, there was a time in Sandy's life and in every believer's life when something happened. There was a change. And the change was that they were planted in Christ. And there's a new life planted in the soul. This is the sowing. If you go by a field year after year, and you see it's the same field year after year, and then one day you go by that field and there's something different. And there's something different because you see something's been planted there which was not there before. And that's what happened to Sandy and every other believer. It's the same person, but something new has been planted there. There's something different now. Something new. A new life in Christ. And that life has to grow. The Lord in Mark chapter 4 says there's the blade, there's the ear, and there's a full corn. Now we grow in this new life by experiences. Many pleasant experiences, but some experiences of sorrow and affliction. But we still grow through them. The life goes on. When we have experiences, we tend to ask ourselves, what happened here? Or why did it happen? And God gives us his word to interpret our experiences as we grow, so that we'll know why things happen and the purpose behind it. And that although there's an affliction and a sorrow, a grief, yet we know that God is working all this together for good for them that love him. The next verse after this, it says, lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. What God says is for your good. And then there's the gathering in. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn. There's the full growth. There's a ripening for glory in the life of the Christian. Now notice it says a full age. It doesn't say an old age. But every Christian is fully grown. They're ripe for glory. It's time to depart. Now sometimes we see death approaching. Sometimes we don't. It comes suddenly. But in God's eyes, it doesn't come too soon, and it doesn't come too late. Inside, the inward man is being renewed day by day until it's time, ripe for glory. And the Lord says, gather the wheat into my barn. That's the language of the one who sowed the seed in the first place. Thou shalt come to this, says the Lord. In other words, death is inevitable, but it doesn't come by chance, it comes by promise. This is a promise to God's people. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, in God's fullness of time. And death is welcome to the Christian. It's probably the only group of people in this world to whom death is welcome. They do not refuse to go. They're happy to go. To depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Faith in Christ makes death welcome. If there's no faith, Well, there's only a fearful despair lying in front of people. But Christ came to give life, and with life there's hope. In a full age, in God's season, it's appointed unto men once to die. We all have our time in this world. God brings us in one generation, and he takes us out in another generation. Some are sent on ahead. Some are left behind. But they too will follow in that procession towards the gates of heaven. People die at different times. But as you know, different kinds of fruit ripen at different times of the year. But they all ripen in their season. And when God's people are ready, then God will take them, gather them into my barn. Like a sheaf of corn, after growth, maturity. Now this is very comforting because it means that the wheat, the corn, is not left in the field to perish. It is gathered in. The Lord says they will never perish. And when he gathers it in, it is time to rest from their labors. No more plagues, no more blights, no more storms in life. Time to rest. And God says, come up hither. Time to go home. And we have to be ready to go. We don't know when death will come, but if we're ready in Christ, then we can welcome death because Christ has conquered death. We read he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy is death, but that's put under his feet as well. He has triumphed over death. He has taken the sting out of death for his people. He's changed the character of death for his people. Without faith, death is a prison. Faith in Christ is a door. And I saw a door opened in heaven, and that is Christ opening the door to his people. The people of God have nothing to lose in death. They have everything to gain. We do not need the honors of the world, because the Lord says that the death of his people is precious in his sight. It may be insignificant to the world, but the Lord's eyes are upon his people, and he will bring them through. And no Christian dies alone. Yet thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And in a sense, the day of the Christian's death is the happiest day of their life. Like the dying thief, the Lord said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That was his happiest day. He was going to be with Christ, see him, and never leave him again. We read in Scripture that Abraham was the friend of God. And he, like Enoch, walked with God, and he was not, for God took him, Enoch. There was a little girl that heard a preacher's sermon on that sentence. Enoch walked with God, and then God took him. And she was telling another little girl who hadn't been at the service what the preacher was speaking about. And this is what she said. She said, the preacher said that Enoch took a long walk with God, and they walked, and they walked, and they walked. And at last, God told Enoch that he didn't need to go back to live at his own house anymore, but he could just go on home with God and live with him in his house forever. This is what our hearts demand. Life and hope and a dwelling place with God forever. This is God's plan for his friends. Abraham was the friend of God. And Sandy was the friend of God also. And now he is with him. And he is happy. May the Lord bless this meditation on his word to us. We shall now read from Psalm 107 at verse 29. Now I know that this was one of Sandy's favourite psalms. Psalm 107 verse 29. The storm is changed into a calm at his command and will, so that the waves which raged before now quiet are and still. Then are they glad, because at rest and quiet now they be. So to the haven he them brings, which they desired to see. Oh, that men to the Lord would give praise for his goodness then, and for his works of wonder done unto the sons of men. May the Lord bless his word to us. We shall conclude with the benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The family would like to thank you for your respectful and prayerful support for this service here today. Thank you.